PET CT is possibly appropriate for characterization of mass lesion. When a pancreatic mass is detected by conventional imaging, the degree of FDG avidity may help distinguish benign from malignant lesions. A case pancreatic tail mass. Meat PET image showed the mass in the upper left abdomen and a synchronous, poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma in the descending colon. Axial CT, PET, and PET CT images demonstrate moderately hypermetabolic pancreatic tail mass, proved to be moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma, also shown on meat PET image. There is a mixed cystic lesion in the tail of the pancreas, seen on CT. PET and fused PET axial CT images demonstrate no hypermetabolic features, which favors its benign nature. Follow-up confirmed PET findings. PET CT is possibly appropriate for staging. CT scan is essential for assessment of resectability. FDG PET sensitivity is low for end staging, but may be improved by the use of contrast-enhanced PET CT. For M staging, FDG PET may complement conventional imaging modalities, particularly in high-risk patients. However, it should be used as an adjunct to conventional modalities. FDG PET is very useful for assessment of liver lesions larger than 1 cm. PET CT is possibly appropriate for response evaluation. There is a rationale for the use of FDG PET for the assessment of response to systemic therapy, but only limited data are available. PET CT is inappropriate for restaging end of therapy. There are no data indicating a role for FDG PET following completion of therapy for pancreatic adenocarcinoma. PET CT is inappropriate for restaging confirmed recurrence. There are no data indicating a role for FDG PET in the restaging of pancreatic adenocarcinoma.